Lindsay Mosley, and I'm recording my thoughts on the Metroid series for Gaming Insurrection. Today's date is February the 10th, 2009, and it's like 2:50 in the afternoon. Gosh, where to start? Metroid is so important to me because, as a series, it's extremely important to me. The first three games, especially, because when I started playing Metroid, I was 13 years old. And being 13, it was a minority for girl gamers at the time. I was 13 in 1994. I turned 13 that year. And there weren't that many girls that I even knew that play video games, let alone knew about Metroid and knew about Samus and knew anything about like platforming games. I was far and few in between where I live, so if you've heard me say this in my previous podcast about growing up playing video games, you know in Columbia, South Carolina, there isn't a whole lot of market for gamers, female gamers. I mean, you very rarely see them, even though we're a large city. We've got more than 100,000 people in Columbia alone, being the capital of South Carolina and all. So, it was really weird not seeing other girls that played. So, I was left to my own devices to play Metroid. And the first Metroid game I ever played was Super Metroid. I got it for Christmas from my older brother, who, again, if you've heard my previous podcast, you know is and was a gamer. And he was in the military at the time, so he sent me games for Christmas. He would send me stuff for my Super Nintendo. And it just so happens that year he sent me Super Metroid and Clay Fighters Tournament Edition, which were both at Blockbuster at the time. You could buy games from Blockbuster then, too. So I got, you know, some games. I got a whole bunch of games that year for Christmas, and I was so excited because I was like, yay. My older brother is really cool. He's sending me games. And he was like, well, I played the original Metroid, and it was really hard, but Super Metroid is supposed to be really good, so try it and see if you like it. And I tried it, and I really liked it. The very first time I played Metroid, I had no experience with Metroid at all. Samus was foreign concept to me. I had never even heard of Metroid. And it was weird because at that point Metroid had been out for a couple of years. So I don't know why I'd never heard of it, but I'd read reviews about Super Metroid in publications such as GamePro, EGM, and I want to say Nintendo Power. I think I'd read about it in Nintendo Power because I saw the comic and I thought, oh wow, this is awesome. Of course, I'd never even heard of it, so it was like, wow, this is new. Wonder what this is about. And I popped the game in. Once I got it, I immediately popped the game in and was just enthralled. Just from that opening, it was like, oh my god, this is awesome. Why has this not been brought to my attention before this? I got started playing. That was in December. By April, I still hadn't really figured out what was going on. Because at the time, I was still playing Mortal Kombat 2 and getting ready for 3 to come out. And Super Metroid was kind of at the bottom of my list at that point of games I was really, like, playing a whole lot. But I did sit down and, you know, play a little bit. I played through on someone else's file that didn't have a whole lot of, they had not completed the game, but they had, like, 10 hours on the time for, their first file, or I think file A. And I was just like, well, they've done really good. Okay, not knowing that, you know, the goal is to get 3 hours or less. So, I played through a little bit, and I decided, I was like, okay, I have no idea where this person was. I need to start over. So I erased that file. I copied it, but I erased the file so that I could have a free slot. And once I got into the slot and started playing, I finally understood the story behind Metroid and learned about Samus as a character. And still didn't pick up on the fact that she was female. It wasn't until we were almost at the end of the game that we even realized that she was female. Even though they give you a million clues that she is female, and she says, the Metroid followed me as like a confused child. It thought of me as its mother. Okay, she wouldn't say mother unless she was female. They would have said father if she was male. And also the fact that the map screen, unexplored areas are blue. Explored areas are pink. Somehow I just don't think they would just randomly use pink and blue as a map indicator. I think that was done deliberately. Just to show that, you know, here's another clue that Samus is female. I played through a little bit, and I recruited one of my friends to be my wing woman. Because it turns out that she herself liked to play video games, and she loved the concept of Metroid. So, it's one of my friends. She lives in Wisconsin now. But we were really good friends in middle school, and high school. But she would give me direction, tell me where to go based on where we'd been and, what we thought we needed to do. And I would, you know, execute commands on the control pad because she really wasn't that good with playing games, but she liked to play games. So it was a learning experience. It took us probably about 6 months to beat Super Metroid, just because we were completely lost. We had no idea what we were supposed to be doing at all. We had no idea. We didn't even have a manual, because the game didn't come with a manual, and in those days there was no internet widely available to get online and get a manual that says, okay, press Y to shoot and B and to jump. We didn't have that. So for a little bit, and I clearly remember getting the bomb and beating the Kozo statue in that little room. Or I should say, it's not Kozo statue, it's really actually Terizo. Beating the Terizo and getting the bomb and forgetting how to set it. I had no earthly idea how to set a bomb for about 10 minutes. And then I realized, oh yeah, it's supposed to be, you gotta turn into the ball and then drop the bomb. So it was kind of a learning experience. We were learning from scratch, basically. And on my first file, I think my time was, once we finally finished the game, we got to Mother Brain, we beat her, we got out. We died the first time trying to get out of the maze at the end, when you escape from Mother Brain and she sets the bomb that blows up Zeebs. We got lost and we died. The game just said, game over, do you want to continue? And I thought, oh my god, we got this far and we died. Now we have to go all the way back to the beginning, at our last save point of the beginning of Turian, and start all over from Turian. Which meant I had to go through, kill the Metroids again, face the giant Metroid, the Super Metroid itself, and then get to Mother Brain again. And do it without dying again. So we wound up doing it, and the second time we made it through, we beat it. And we got, I think my best time on that file was about 5 or 6 hours. And it wasn't good. It wasn't very good, but we got better. I mean, we went back through the game again, and not only did we get, we finally had a strategy guide. A friend of ours gave us a strategy guide and said, here, you're probably going to need this. You know, I don't need it. I don't have Super Metroid. I mean, I've already played through and beaten the game. You could probably use this. And we were like, you know, dude, where were you when we were struggling to get through that first time? But he sat and played with us too, and he was like, okay, this is where you need to go. This is a shortcut to beating certain characters, such as Dragoon in Meridia. Once we learned that shortcut, that significantly cut off a lot of time to beating the game. And also, we learned which weapons you really don't need, such as the Wave Beam. You really don't need the Wave Beam in Super Metroid. I mean, it's nice to have, but you really don't need it. But once we got through and we figured out where we needed to go, and we figured out what we could skip and what we couldn't skip, it instantly got easier. And I think the second or third time we played through, we notched my best time ever in Super Metroid, which is an hour and 54 minutes of gameplay. And that includes beating all bosses, not skipping anything, getting about, I'd say about 16, I think I had 16 to 25% item collection. And we got to see Samus in her bikini. We were like, oh, we're going to see Samus. And she pops up on screen and her suit dissolves off and you see her in the bikini. And that was, I'd say that was probably one of the greatest feelings in the world was, oh my God, I have mastered Metroid. I've mastered Super Metroid. It was wonderful. I mean, we just sat there and watched the end of the game for like 20 minutes. We just left the machine on just to sit there and look at see you next mission. And we were overjoyed. We finally mastered Metroid. It was great. It was really great. And to this day, Super Metroid, as I explained to Gaming Insurrection contributor Marcus, I was trying to figure out what game is my absolute favorite. And I know for a fact Super Metroid is probably my favorite Super Nintendo game ever. I mean, it even beats Mario World, which was one of my favorite games ever anyway. But Super Metroid is... It's a close second to Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario Brothers 3, if not better than those. I mean, it's a real toss-up if I'd have to be pressed to say which is my favorite game ever. But Super Metroid, if it's not my favorite, it's a close second. It's a very close second, very close. I mean, like I could easily give a lot of reasons why it's my favorite ever. And especially because it's bittersweet when you see the end of the game and you see that Gumpy Yokai was so instrumental in getting Metroid off the ground and getting Metroid out on the street that, you know, you gotta give props to Gumpy. I mean, you know, he was the man. There is no other way of getting around that. He is the man. We miss you, Gumpy. We do. We miss you. It was a sad day when he died and was subsequently disgraced at Nintendo for something that, you know, he championed, such as the Virtual Boy. Yeah, Gunpei Yokai was so instrumental to getting that game out on the street, and I think if he had lived, he probably would not have put out another Metroid game. He would not have produced another Metroid game, simply because Nintendo was extremely, extremely angry with him about the Virtual Boy. And he left Nintendo, I think, right before he died, like maybe about 6 months to a year before he died. So I don't know if there would have been another Metroid shortly after that, or it would have been the 8-year wait that we all had to wait on for another Metroid game. But it was solely because of Gumpy that Metroid is really a great game. I mean, Super Metroid itself is a really great game, but Metroid as a whole has a lot of really good people working on it, and especially the first three games. The first three were produced by the R1-D1 team at Nintendo. And it was, you could tell the level of love that they put into their craft of making that game. The game plays so smoothly. It's like it's designed just for you to play it. If you can't find a way to play Super Metroid, there's something wrong with you. It's not anything wrong with the game. The game has such great controls that you can't fault the game for anything. I mean, I can't think of a single instance the entire time I played Super Metroid, and have been playing it for 15 years, that the design messed you up. It was you who messed you up. I've never, ever, ever can think of a time that Super Metroid ever had a design flaw in it. The story is great. The music is amazing. I have never, ever played a game that had such great music. And as a series as a whole, that series music is so awesome. It's literally indescribable. Hip Tanaka just was, I don't know what he was doing when he made the original Metroid's music, but he made a classic instantly. He set the standard for every game thereafter with the music of Metroid. And I mean, you know, plenty of composers should be giving him his credit where it's due now, because he's literally in the top five of composers ever that have contributed something so good to the video game music market. It's right up there with Koji Kondo, actually. but Super Metroid as a whole for music, Kenji Yamamoto, again, he composed most of the tunes for Super Metroid while he was on his way to work on a bike. And I'm like, you know, guy, that was awesome. Super Metroid easily has a lot of themes that really fit the game. I've never heard music that didn't fit Metroid, where I thought, wow, this doesn't belong in this game. Every theme I've ever heard fits Metroid to a T. Metroid itself, as a series, is probably one of the best series I have ever played. It's one of the best. It's easily one of the best. It is a barometer for the rest of the industry, and it's a benchmark. It is a benchmark. It is a classic. That is what you call classic. I've played so much Metroid itself, and even the first game. I finally did actually play the first game. I've played so much Metroid that I intend to name my daughter Samus, and another of my daughters Ridley, which, I mean, is, I instantly, as soon as I heard the name Samus and realized that she was female, I was like, Samus is perfect. That's an awesome name. I think I'll name my child that. Now, my mom is more or less like, no, don't name your child that. Please don't do that. I mean, I understand she's awesome and all, but please don't name your child that, because she has to live, she has to live with that. She has to go through life with that. And I was like, but it's an awesome name. She'll learn to appreciate it. Another thing about Metroid that I really, really, really liked, and even in the original Metroid, which I finally played, I was 19 years old by the time I played Metroid. Metroid came out in 1986, so it was some years between when it came out and when I actually played it, but when I finally played the original Metroid, it changed my way of thinking about platform games and exploration games. Metroid was the game that really told me, okay, you need to have this instinct for exploration in your games. Whenever you play a game, you need to explore. You need to look around. You need to see what's in your environment. Don't you just shoot to kill. I mean, yeah, you shoot things that move in Metroid, of course, because it's probably going to try to kill you, but in Metroid, you explore. You bomb, you look in crevices, you use that x-ray scope, once you've gotten really good, you don't have to use the x-ray scope, but you do what you have to do to survive, but you better explore, because chances are, exploring is a good thing for you in the game. Exploration was taken up a notch with Metroid, especially in the original game. After having gone back and played the original and finally beat it, I instantly knew that, hey man, this is what I need to do. I got to bomb places. Otherwise, I'm not going to make it very far. I've got to use my instincts, which, according to the Metroid database founder, is called the Metroid Instinct, to bomb everything in sight. And he's right. It's just an innate instinct that if you're playing a Metroid game, you probably need to bomb a wall that looks very suspicious. Anything that looks out of place, bomb it. Shoot it, do what you gotta do. But get to it. And that's what I really like about Metroid. It challenges you to use your instincts and think things through before you do something. Don't just do something and not think about it, not map ahead, not think ahead of what's going to happen if I bomb this wall, or there's two diverging paths here. What do I need to do to get to the other path? It's, Metroid is great for that. It's one of the few games I've ever seen that really requires you to be a thinker. It is not an ignorant person's game. If you're not prepared to think ahead, don't play Metroid. Don't even bother trying to play it, because you're not going to get it. And if you can't get the concept of thinking of ways to keep yourself safe while fighting bosses, don't play Metroid. It's all about figuring out the best way to do something, and it may not necessarily work for everyone else. The way I beat a certain boss may not work for everyone else, but it's probably going to work. So, just have an open mind and be open to thinking about how can I beat this boss without, getting myself killed. What's the best way to do it? And if you gotta take a little bit of damage, so you take a little damage. I mean, it's not, the end of the world. You'll survive it. Samus will survive, and she'll move on. Of course, you need a health station somewhere nearby, but you need to be prepared to challenge yourself as a gamer with Metroid as a series. Super Metroid, probably, I think, is my favorite out of the first three games. It's my favorite. It is all-time favorite out of the first three. And then probably Metroid 2 and then Metroid. I was not a big fan of the original Metroid, only because, not for design or storyline or anything. I actually love the concept of Metroid. It's just that Metroid was hard as crap, okay? It was so hard. It was ridiculously hard. It was unnecessarily hard. Like, don't give me 30 energy, stick me in a room with no map, and then tell me to go find all these weapons so I can kill something that's somewhere in the world. I mean, give me a little help here. Which is why I love Super Metroid so much. Because once I went back and played the original Metroid and then played Super Metroid again, I was so thankful for that little map at the top right of your corner of your screen. I was so thankful for that. It was such a big help. It made the game playable, because Metroid, Super Metroid is playable without a map. I mean, I barely even look on my map. It's very rare that I'll look on my map to see where I'm going, because I know where I'm going, but Metroid was designed in such a way that the rooms basically all look the same. They all look the same in certain areas. And it's so hard to figure out where you're supposed to be going. So I just was like, why are they doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me? Why are you making this so hard for me? Please don't make this so hard for me to play. And then, of course, Samus can't jump very well until she gets a little bit of add-ons for her boots. And she needs that jumping ability early. I mean, she really needs the jumping ability. So it's kind of like you're hamstrung in Metroid, but they want you to go through. I mean, they put it right there for you to figure out. It's just you have to have a lot of tolerance and patience with the game to get it done. And for me, I didn't have a whole lot of patience. So Metroid really, really is not one of my favorite games. I mean, I give it its props. I definitely give it its props and tell you it's a great game. It's just, wow. Yeah, I don't think I'll be playing Metroid that often. But Metroid 2, for me, is better. And it's not because I don't have... It's not because... There's more weapons. It's actually, they don't even have a map in Metroid 2. I've been using the maps from Metroid database. Thank God for the Metroid database. I can't say that enough, because without them, I would not have beaten Metroid, and I would not have beaten, certainly would not be close to beating Metroid 2, because I haven't even beaten that yet. But I certainly wouldn't be close to it without them and their maps and their facts and all of their great info on Metroid. You can tell these people have really put a lot of time into researching Metroid and thinking about the game critically. And I like that about the Metroid database. Not to mention, it's a very well-designed site, too. But for Metroid 2, I use their maps, and it's helpful when they point out on the maps, here's a Metroid. You know, you should probably run. You should probably run if you don't have this weapon. But Metroid 2 for me was, it really made me think about what I needed to do and where I needed to go and what was the best way of getting there. Which is another hallmark of the Metroid series. I mean, when you talk about thinking about what you need to do, you definitely need to think about where you're going. If you know where you're going to start with and you have a good look at a map somewhere, you can pretty much cut down on how much time you're going to spend, you know, wandering aimlessly on Zeebs or SR388. And Metroid 2 really made you think about that, because you could go tackle a lot of Metroids quickly, but if you couldn't get to a certain spot without taking on a certain Metroid, you know, you're stuck. You need to know where you need to go. So Metroid 2, I think, represented that. Not to mention, it had great music. I love the music in Metroid 2, even if it was little tiny Game Boy music. I love the music in Metroid 2, and that was part of it. And also, I like the level of detail to Samus in that game. They gave her a little bit more detail. She looks a little bit more awesome, which, you know, well, I didn't think was possible until Super Metroid. But she really looks great in Metroid 2. And it's one of the few games on Game Boy that, on regular monochrome 8-bit Game Boy, that I really, 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 really like to play. I enjoy playing it. That being said, probably my next favorite is Metroid, the original Metroid, but mostly because of the music, because Crate's Lair is quite possibly the best music I have ever heard in my entire life. Next to the Red Swampy Soil area in Brinstar in Super Metroid, which was awesome. I would just sit in the game and listen to the music. Just to hear that music, because that was, of course, in the advent before the internet, where you could go and download music from games. But and it was quickly, it was the first song that I ever downloaded for Metroid or Super Metroid, which I got from Galbadia Hotel, and later on I got the full Super Metroid soundtrack from Metroid Database, along with the original Metroid soundtrack. And actually those songs, both of those songs have been remixed and redone in several Metroid games. So it's, you know, later Metroid games. So it's a testament to the popularity of the first three games. Now, I haven't heard any remixes for Metroid 2, but, definitely those first, that Metroid and Super Metroid soundtrack were very popular. And I wish I could have a copy of, an actual copy of Sound in Action for Super Metroid. But, you know, downloads will do. They'll work. But, speaking of music for Metroid, that one song, Brinstar Depths, of course, was covered in Smash Bros. Melee for Samus' stage with Krayt, which brings up an interesting point for me. I love the fact that Smash Bros. Is so about retro games, and the fact that Samus only appeared on the Nintendo 64 in Super Smash Bros. Tells me that not only did they realize the error of their ways and realize that they messed Metroid over by not giving her a game, not giving Samus a game on the 64, but also that tells me how popular Samus is as a character. It tells me how popular Metroid is in America, because even though Nintendo really won't admit this, Metroid is popular in America. It is extremely popular in America. It's probably one of the top Nintendo series in America, but it's not as popular in Japan. It's popular there, but it's not as popular as it is here. You could release a Metroid game here, and just it would sell out in probably, I don't know, days. I mean, you'd have like a million seller within probably about 2 weeks with Metroid here. There, maybe not so much. It would take a little bit longer. I'm not sure exactly about the sales figures for Metroid, but I know for a fact that it's extremely popular in America. I mean, more American gamers play the crap out of Metroid than anything else, than any other country. Basically, I mean, Japan played it, but they were like, okay, well, it's Metroid, so what are you trying to tell me? And Nintendo is actually more popular itself, the company itself is more popular in America than they are really in Japan. I don't know, Americans were just, we were just starved for a great game company in the, after the crash in the 80s, the early game crash, and Nintendo really stepped up the bar and brought out some games that, while now they don't particularly hold up very well, but then, man, that was what you played. I mean, you played Nintendo. So, Samus, and I know for a fact Samus has had a hand in that. She had a very big hand in that, in making Nintendo popular. But for me, Metroid is so influential, so awesome. Samus was a role model for me as a 13-year-old girl. You know, when there was nothing else, Samus provided that image that there were female characters that could be strong. Yes, she is a nice looking woman. I mean, once you get her suit off, she's a nice looking woman, but she wasn't about that. She wasn't a Lara Croft. She wasn't about, oh, I look so hot while I'm shooting people. Samus was like, okay, I need to kill these people because I gotta get some money. I gotta take care of my ship, and I gotta take care of myself. And it was about a measure of revenge for Samus. She is the ultimate warrior tale of revenge. Getting revenge on Ridley, which she has accomplished. She killed Ridley in retaliation for killing her parents and the rest of the colony that she was in, on the Earth, the other Earth colony that she was in, K2L. That's what I like about Metroid, is the fact that it's great and well designed. And 15 years after I first played the game, it means something to say that I've played Super Metroid, I've beaten Super Metroid, I've mastered Super Metroid. I've beaten Metroid, the original game. I've actually beaten Metroid recently, as a matter of fact. But it means something when you can say that you've played a game so well done, so well crafted in your lifetime, that as a gamer, I mean, that means something to me. And I'd hope to be able to pass it on to my children when I get around to having them, but I'd hope to be able to pass that on to my kids, you know, and show them, you know, hey, this is what you strive for as a gamer. You want to be able to play something this good. And be able to pass along to their children, maybe 50 years from now or something. But yeah, I'd love to be able to share that with my kids and show them, you know, this is how you do it. This is the game that you play if you want to see a good game. It squarely falls in that category, I think. This has been Lindsay Mosley, espousing on Super Metroid and Metroid itself as a whole. Thanks for listening.